listening to the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast.
This is DJ Peg. Let's go. 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 This is episode 72 of the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast, where we represent Northwest hip-hop culture. And today, I have a Seattle hip-hop veteran. He's been making mixtapes and albums for years. He's one half of the group Blackberry Bush that got a new project coming out soon. And he's featured on one of my favorite songs, 206-4321, with BZ, Rock Fizzle, and Max Slug, which we will get into later. And he wrote, directed, and acted in his own movie, which we will talk about later too. So without further ado, let me introduce to you James Supo, aka Jaguar James. What's good with you, bro?
Oh man, I'm good. Can't complain one bit. How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. You know what's crazy? I stumbled upon an album of yours yesterday with you and Jay Black Wilson.
Oh,
yeah, I was going through my mixtape. It's called Next Stop Home.
Next Stop Home, yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you've been doing it for a minute, bro.
Hey, and you know what? That's like one of my underratedest albums, but that album is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I got a bunch of local CDs, and I was just kind of going through them, and I stumbled upon that one. And then, you know, I sent you a picture of the DVD. The Great Adventures of Jaguar James. So,
right.
Yeah, just letting you know I fuck with you, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You see what I'm saying? Any little push, any little help, any little, man, it all counts.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man, let's get to this first question. Do you remember the first song you ever made?
Yes. First song I ever made, it was with Ghetto Prez. He made the beat for me. So yeah, I still got this song to this day on something. I think it's an ADAT or something, or tape or something. I got it on.
That's crazy. You called him Kiklo. That means you go back. Prez is into everything though.
I'm old school, not retro.
Right, right. Yeah, man. So next question is, what inspired you to become an MC?
Man, just growing up listening to that, like that Run DMC, that Fat Boys, that Houdini, that, you know, the different eras and different things like that, you know, and I always had a gift of gab and some talk. So I always was like, man, my shit might sound good with some music behind it, you know, and I just started trying my craft and it started coming together better than I thought.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing. You do know about hip-hop, bro. Me and you, we done sat down. We had conversations. I remember we got into a deep conversation about Shaquille O'Neal's album. So,
right.
at the studio. You know what I mean? And you know what? Our debate was, I was like, oh, I think he's kind of corny. He was like, nah, I think he's kind of dope. Now that I look back at it, man, that was a smart move for Shaquille O'Neal, man.
And right, and he went platinum.
Yeah, he went platinum. But you know what it was? And that it's just me being a little bit of a hater. You know, he was a basketball player, and I'm like, man, basketball players don't got lyrics. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now you got Dame Dash. I mean, people don't know, like, Allen Iverson actually put out. Oh, he's real nice.
Right.
You know, and then Allen Iverson actually put out a dope-ass song. So it's been done before. You know, I was young being a hater. I can admit it now. You know what I mean?
Even I think Kobe had an album, too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'm going to have to go check it out just to see for myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here's a question I really wanted to ask you. How did you and BZ come together as the group Blackberry Bush? And before you answer that question, I've heard the whole album, bro. Like, it's nice. Like, I heard it from beginning to end. So, yeah, man, how did you guys come together?
Me and BZ been knowing each other for so long. We used to stay by each other when we was younger kids. I used to go to his house, and as we got older, you know, I start getting music from him for, you know, for my albums and stuff. But I was always like, man, we should do something together because we got the same birthdays, you know, and we got that love for the music, and we hooked up and did one song, and it went great. Then we just start doing more and more. Then we start coming up with a group name and everything. Did a clothing line and just start forming. Everything start coming together. I was like, man, you know.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. Saturday, I went to this gallery of all the hip-hop people in Seattle from 1985 to 1995, and I seen this girl named Mignon. I hope I'm saying her name right. I hope I'm saying her name. But she had you guys' hoodie on. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's my homeboy's Blackberry Bush.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, I had Rockefeller on my podcast, and he was saying it was your idea to come up with the 206-4321. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah. Well, I always liked it. I always liked it, that song. And I was like, I always liked the Master P verse on there because, you know, there's a lot of artists on there. I was like, man, we need to redo that.
Right.
You know, and I always had that in my mind for Hella. And it was like, okay, who? And I was telling BZ, who can we redo this with? And you see what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I got to get my guy Slug. And, you know, we got to get Rockefeller. You see what I'm saying? And it came together. And we came together with the Blackaholics. And that's like half of Blackberry Bush and half of Funkaholics. But to this day, that song, it got us some money. I can't even lie. It kept us on Rock the Bells radio for like 6 months, you know, continuously spin. And then we added a Blackberry Bush song to there. So then they got to spin in that. So we was having like two songs on rotation at the same time. It was a Blackberry Bush song and it was the 4321 song, Blackaholic. So we was feeling real nice about that.
Oh, yeah, man. That's dope, bro. You know what I mean? And like I said, that's one of my favorite songs. It's actually in my personal playlist. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a nice song. We got a lot of love from that song.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Right.
Okay. What inspired you to do your own movie, The Adventure of Jaguar James, and... Bro, like, I seen it. I actually bought it from you. And you see, I sent you a picture, bro. Like,
Right, you did.
I remember you charged me $15 for it, but I mean, I'm a support, bro. Like, you know.
Right. I got to get you part two. I didn't know you didn't have part two.
Yeah, I need part two, you know what I mean? So
I got to get you for that. Honestly, what inspired me, I can't even lie. I was watching Trails. From Mr. Benjamin and John Doe filmed the movie, and I was like, man, I need to do a movie. I was like, man, I'm doing these videos. I said, I can put the money together and do a movie, you see what I'm saying, instead of these videos. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm following right in the footsteps. And it actually worked out because I got a award from the Seattle Sound Music Awards for the movie, and then from the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, I got a thing for the soundtrack.
Okay.
To the movie, so yeah, I follow right in them footsteps. I can't even lie to you.
You know, but one thing about you, bro, like you hit the pavement. Like you're not one person that kind of sits back. Like you make things happen, right? Like I remember we went out to the Gorge. We did the Summer Jam out in the Gorge. This was probably about 8 years ago. It was the last one out in the Gorge. And you was out there selling your CDs, bro. Like, you know, you really hit the pavement. Like, you know how to hustle. You know how to grind for it, bro. And I've always gave you respect for that. So, yeah, man, it's just...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, to me, I felt like it was a tool to make you relevant when you did that movie.
Right. Because it's thousands of people that don't know you.
Right.
You know, we get caught up in this... You know, our city, our blocks, and our thinking. You know, we made it, and everybody's bumping your music. A few people, but it's like you go out to Gorge, and it's thousands of people that don't know you.
Right,
and that's prime time marketing to get out there and be heard and be known.
Yep, and from all over the state too. Like you got people
all over the state too.
Moses Lake, I mean, there's people from Spokane. You know, yeah. So that's a good way to touch people that don't know you. So. I think, man, I'm going to get a little off subject. I think that's a lost art right now. I think people got lazy, man. They just post a couple of times on social media and that's it. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like social media kind of made it a little easier for people that's on there, but everybody's not on social media. You see what I'm saying? You know, I want people to have that. I mean, I still got some CDs and stuff too, but I won't feel... I done everything I needed to do from pressing up the CDs until everyone is gone.
Right. You know what I mean?
He says, and then I know I've done my thing. I done sold. I done gave them away to. I know what everybody has that CD. How many ever pressed up? 200, 300. I know everybody has that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, then, I mean, we could do the social media and all that, too, but at least I know that people got a direct introduction from me. How you doing? This is da-da-da. Here you go.
Yep. And that's another thing, too. Like, yeah, you get to shake hands, you know what I mean, meet people. And then, you know, because
right.
I think now people are a little too, I don't know, man. I understand that social media is necessary, but I do believe you should hit people from all angles, so.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's a whole nother subject we can get into later, bro. So speaking of that, what advice would you give an MC starting out?
Man, don't give up. Don't just let your friends gas you up like, man, you the shit, and you really ain't got to do nothing, man. You got to go out there and grind. You got to meet people. You got to stay at it because a lot of it's like, okay, my age era, like I'm 50, but there's people that's been doing it before me, 3Ds and the different people like that. Them is people that you should know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? In your town and different things like that, because the youngsters, they really don't know everybody from our generation and what a person that did, or you never know. We can help you. We might got the resources to help you to the next level or whatever. So never think you're too big for to learn from anybody, you know?
Yeah, that's real talk, bro.
You must definitely want to know your generations and different people, because you'll be by somebody and they'd be like, well, you do this, I never do that. Well, man, you're not applying yourself. You're not introducing yourself. You're not spreading yourself.
Right. And I always tell people, too, man, get out, man. Like, don't just sit in your house. I made so many connections just by showing up to a club or, you know, to an event, saying, hey, my name is Peg. Next thing you know, man, I put a connection together, you know?
Right. It's not gonna come till you sit down, that's for sure.
Yeah, you already know, man. Because like I said before, man, you get out and make it happen, bro. I be seeing you everywhere, so.
Right.
Man.
And I either got some Blackberry Bush gear on or some kind of something that's representing, you know? So I can tell them where to go get it, how to get it, or whatever. So it's some kind of promotion that I'm always wearing or doing.
Yeah, I need to start doing that more too, bro. I'll be kind of slipping, man, because you know I got my own gear.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, yeah, but I need to do it more though.
right.
So you know, when people take pictures and stuff, they be like, "Oh shit, he got that Fresh Out the Northwest hat on." You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah, bro. How can people find you on social media?
Facebook is James Lowe. We just got our website. It's http://blackberrybush/golddaddy.com or I think that's it, if I'm not mistaken. The lady just finished it today, so we'll be able to get it there. But if you go under my Facebook, James Lowe, it takes you to my Twitter and Instagram, all that stuff. Everything is linked together.
Yep, and it's James Lowe, Lowe.
So, yep, Lowe.
And then what I'll do, man, is I'll put that link in this. When people go to the podcast, I have a link in the podcast.
Yeah, I'll make sure that's the GoDaddy thing is right before you know.
Right.
So I'll make sure I hit you later on today so you get that.
Okay, for sure. Well, bro, that's it, man. I appreciate you, man. I'm glad we finally got together and made it happen, too, you know?
Right. Come on, man. I mess with you. I appreciate you. And you got a lot of stuff going on yourself. So shout out to DJ Peg, man. You guys, he does a lot. You feel me?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. And on that note, bro, until next time, bro. Peace, man.
Peace.
Man, once again, thanks for listening to the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast. It's all about representing Northwest hip-hop culture. All episodes are available on Apple, Spotify, and major streaming platforms. I truly appreciate everyone that supports the podcast, and I'm going to keep hitting you with new episodes every week. Until next time, peace.